XS Shopping, who's welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tataram Betty, guys. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We're speaking about choosing yourself first. I think in life, we're so used to being so focused on the grind, focused on being in love, focused on family, focused on giving, giving, giving. But when do you ever get to choose yourself first? We're not alone today with Jeremiah Bell. Practice that name like one of my 10 times.
Jeremiah Bell James. To introduce you, because I told him before the podcast that I took his bio straight from Spotify. You got the monthly listens of, I think it was 6,900 and something. Yeah, I'm right there. Nah?
More or less.
You know, voicemail. If you don't know now, it's a song. But anyways, so he is your favorite superstar. James is a standout independent R&B artist from Durban. Red flags all around. Rooted in R&B and soul, his music blends heartful storytelling with dynamic edge of a rapper personality carried with a textured alternative production. This has to be AI. You speak like this. Speak like this right now. But anyways, he has an authentic voice and a magnetic presence. Jeremiah Bell James is on a mission to cement himself as one of Africa's premier R&B and soul exports.
Yes, sir.
That's a bio, bro.
Sounds updated.
You see here, my bio is completely different. It's like a completely
but your
different
bio. Your bio is long.
Yeah, my bio is super long. I need to cut it. But anyways, we're super excited to have you.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me, bro.
You can just say hello, Shame. Like I really
Except, you know what it is, favorite superstar, Jeremiah Bell James coming at you live.
So you need to add the Jeremiah Bell.
You know what I mean? It's the flair.
Yeah, so you're an artist, right?
Yes, sir.
You can tell us about your music, like what's your creative vibe about that? So they can understand also your journey of why you do this before we even get into like why we pick ourselves first. Yeah.
I mean, I think originally I'd started actually in a rapper group called The Royals.
You were in a rapper group?
Yeah.
How many members?
It was myself. Yeah. Verge and Scape, so we called ourselves the Royals.
Mm.
Yeah, anyways, fast forward, dog. I found out later in high school that I could sing, did the choir for like a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, dog, I actually like the spotlight. Get me out of here.
It's hard to get a solo in a choir. Bro.
Yeah, dude. And it's like, why are we all getting equal credit when I did this, bro? You know what I mean? So yeah, bro, but I mean, just earlier than that, it was that whole Justin Bieber period, bro, when he just came out in the purple and the... And I just liked that all the homies are hating on him. But I'm like, no, he's so cool, you know? Yeah. So Justin Bieber was the one who actually sparked that, like, interest of me actually wanting to be, like, this artist. And I found out later, obviously in high school, that I could sing and then studied it in varsity and whatnot. But, like, the music, bro, it just feels right, dude. I don't know.
You know, niggas always say, like, yo, I found out I could sing. Like, did you fall into like a chemical basket and you were like on the wall? Like, how did you know you could sing?
I mean, it's always been a thing that my like parents would bring up. Yeah. But like, you're a kid. Every kid can kind
do something.
Of sing.
Yeah, and like then, a talent. Yeah.
Like I said, it was in high school, bro. And like, funny or not, I was actually calling out at a friend's name, and our choir teacher, Miss Pennington, was like, "Yo, bro, like,
said, wow."
That was nah, come so through. Wow. So then I thought in the movies, obviously the choir's like,
yeah, then you get the solo.
Come on, dog. You know what I mean? I got there, and then like, you're also, I'm in the tenor group, but also I'm tall, so I stand at the back. Ish. So I'm like, I'm not even in.
Yeah, and you're a tenor,
bro. Come on, bro. Give me.
You know, Tato was actually what is it called? The head of his choir.
Who, you?
Yeah.
No, so
I'm not even joking. He can't sing, but he was the head of his choir.
It's a bit complicated. So I was head of music. And then it's like an automatic role that you become head of choir.
Yeah.
So it's more of like the systems guy, the process guy. Not that I could.
So the brews that are like the Chris Browns, our head of choir couldn't like hit the
notes.
Didn't
even do that.
Yeah, they're like, and he's like,
just dealing with logistics and all of that, bro.
We like to start the podcast with how are you? So I'm going to ask now. So
how are you?
And that's basically just a segment where we like, reflect on our week that just came past, like how you've been doing, etc. I think to get a feel, Tato can actually go.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
You can go first. Sure, I'm putting you on the spot. Because we're warming you up, bro.
Yeah. So we try to go through like how are you mentally, sometimes touching physically. We are in relationships, so we speak about like our love lives too. And then like business. So I'll start with like business for me. I think all I'm going to say is, if you are a young man that's trying to build a business, make sure you're compliant in everything that you do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to paying your taxes as an individual, paying your taxes as a company.
Everything.
If you're making more than a meter, make sure that you're VAT registered. Mm. That's my advice to everybody. Because if you're not, and you're not doing those things.
The guy that's at home that makes 99999.
He's like, Because with me, I'm compliant. Everything is going good. Yeah. It's just that, like, I
learned to put your hands up. Like,
everything is going good, but then I learned a few new things.
Sure.
And if I didn't learn them now, it would have really affected my 2026 financial year.
Yeah.
I think it's so important that if you're doing business, if you're even working in any space, like, do all the research to understand everything that's related to your money.
Real spill.
Yeah. And then I know my brother and I, work together on the podcast.
Of course.
We also have an influencer marketing agency that we launched. So we had this new idea outside of the podcast, outside of the influencer marketing agency, and we like ran with it. Yeah. And we were going like every day, like working like 11, 12 hour days,
Jesus,
pushing this thing. And it was one of the biggest and best mistakes we've made.
Yeah.
Right? Hectic,
because
okay.
I learned that like, if you're doing something in life, it's very important that you focus on that thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I think young people are so obsessed with the excitement of something new, a new business, a new idea, that like we love building things.
Mm.
But now if I'm already building a podcast, building an influencer marketing agency, building a studio, once I go to the right, that's going to take time and energy.
Sure.
So it's going to affect everything else. So I...
You don't give it like equal amount of effort on there, no?
You get me? Because I'm very obsessive. So I was like, let's tap into the screen. Like,
you literally kind of talk story. Like, hit me up at like 9 p.m. And he was like, he sent me a message. He said, I just feel like you're not working hard enough. And I was like, bro, I'm having dinner with my hon. We're having a lovely meal. It's after work.
You know what's funny, bro?
It's 9 p.m.
We all had those conversations with our siblings, bro.
And I was just like, what the fudge? But anyways, continue. Yeah. Sorry.
And I was wrong for that. I think I apologized to you yesterday, man.
Yeah. But no, like we said, because we see it as both sides, like it's the biggest blessing and mistakes.
Yeah. Because we learned a lot. So like us doing that business venture requires so many skills.
Yeah.
So we learned a whole like a shit ton of new skills, which is dope.
Sure.
Right. But yeah, so that's how I am when it comes to the business. Relationship wise, everything is dope. I think I'm actually quite public with my relationship now. I used to be so secretive with it. I used to vow.
When? When were you secretive with it?
Like in the first few phases. Like,
when?
The first few phases.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now we'll get your mic.
Yeah, don't worry. This is true.
So like before I posted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was quite secretive with it.
Okay.
Now I've been posting a lot. I've been getting hot. Can we please get a fan on?
This water, I got your water.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. But yeah, so
building up now.
So that's dope.
He's in the hot seat out of nowhere, bro. Like now he feels pressure. It's getting hot in here. But anyways.
CK and I are good.
Yeah.
Everything is dope, man. I feel like we're learning a lot about each other.
Yeah.
I really like the stage in a relationship where like I fight with my hand.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like I get to like learn how you deal with like conflict, and I get to see how you think, and like, can we actually fix something and then move past that thing?
Yeah.
Right.
So we've been having like small disagreements, and it's been really nice to like fix that.
Yeah.
So that's been cool. Yeah. How are you?
Now that you get a sense, I want you to see like how we open up. I need you to open up, brother.
That's
like,
weird. Nah, bro. I'm good. I think. This week you're saying, no?
Yeah, bro.
I think so.
It doesn't have to be this week. You can say this month. How long?
Yeah. I think I work on a smaller scale compared to you guys right now. But I'd say I'm happy, bro. When I explain it to people sometimes, you know, when someone asks you like a basic question, you don't want to over expand.
Yeah.
But bro, I'm happy, bro. Like with where I'm at, and like there's obviously obstacles and like trying to figure out how this works. And obviously us being in the space that we're in, it's not the same thing all the time. So I think trying to figure that out and learning about this, and is this even real? Like, if I use a hashtag here, does it actually really work or whatnot? Sure. So like figuring that out, and once again, being obsessive about it. So now I'm like sleeping late, trying to figure out this thing. And then So on that end, it's good. Relationship-wise, I'm definitely happy. I'd say I'm public. I just don't post as much as I
do. No, dude, Tata posts like she's missing, bro. Like, bro, like Tata posts like she's missing,
which
bro.
Which is good, bro.
No, like it's like all love. It's really all love.
It's who I am.
You know, the rest of us, the rest of us boyfriends in South Africa, we looking at like, damn, bro. Like, bro. Do I not love my hun? Like,
it's just, yo, bro. Like, it's good, bro. I'm just to like segue a little bit. I get paranoid sometimes because like now like. Same. I mean, what if it becomes your identity? But I'm like, I mean, 100%. You're good, but like...
No. It's, you're right, because my previous relationship that I used to post,
yeah.
That was my identity. Then we fought a lot with my creative director to like remove that being my identity. Mm. And now it's like, I need to be careful.
Yeah.
Because if I keep going at the same rate, it's going to eventually become...
Sure. I think you're doing well so far, though, bro.
Shout out,
bro.
Argument.
But yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, bro, like, I think with the relationships, it's finding out, like, your person is, like, good at conflict resolution, you know? Mm. So it's also learning as well. Like, if she's listening now, then I actually need to be more patient on this end or not. So it's good, bro. I'm happy. And then... I don't know, family, life, it's all good, bro. Like,
it's good, dude. You know how good it is to hear like someone say like I'm happy, bro. Like, especially in like November when everyone's like, "Yo, I'm tired." And all that
hopefully
stuff.
December doesn't change. Yeah. Amen. Bro. I'm in a good place, bro. I think also just what happiness is also shifted a bit, which made it better for me. You know,
that's good. How did it shift? What was it before?
I think before, like. I don't want to blame it on people, but seeing a lot of things around you, like you'd see people more cheerful and celebrate when they have, like, accomplished something. I've gotten this, or I lost weight here and whatnot. But like, you don't look at the small things. Like, I'm happy that I'm able to sit in the house alone now without having to invite people over or call someone. Like, I'm comfortable in my space, and that makes me happy. Thing. You know what I mean?
Especially in every man's life.
Yeah, bro.
Because you're finally, like, in your skin.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you in your peace.
I'm chilling, bro. And, like, so looking at it that way, bro. So now, like, the accomplishments are in addition to what's happening now. Obviously, it does become stressful. Like, I can't lie. But, like, yeah, bro, I'm happy. I hope it doesn't change, like...
Hey.
Yo, bro.
Because the moment God hears you say I'm happy, he says how happy.
I'm okay with like the stress though, but like you know, like the Bruce sold the Ferrari to be a mug.
Yeah,
I want that happiness, bro. Whatever comes my way, bro.
So real.
So that's me right now.
Yeah, I was watching this podcast, Logan Paul's podcast Impulsive.
Yeah.
And he was speaking about like I'm lying. I was watching his vlog.
Sure.
And he was speaking about like he bought this new house in
it's another country. I think it's like Bali or something. Not what Bali. Is it? Not Bali, man. It's like anyway, it's an island.
That country they always go to for training.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yeah, my bad.
So they bought a new house in Costa Rica, and it's like the house was like post expensive, like $100 dollars plus.
Crazy.
And he was speaking about
like $285 or something like that.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
And I think what he said was so profound. He was like, dude, in these moments of like extreme happiness, I try to like appreciate but not be too excited
because
he's learned that when he gets too happy during the accomplishments when the bad times come like it wrecks him like it completely destroys him.
Yeah,
so I think what you're saying is powerful, kind of like a lance to that.
So real.
Yeah, because I've been trying to practice that, but it's obviously really difficult.
It's difficult.
It is. Yeah,
because like feeling pain to catch you when you're single.
I was like, real. You know, also when you're single, like accomplishments feel, I don't know, it feels different. Feels different.
Are they better or worse than you?
For me, I feel like it's better. Like, I will celebrate. But when you're in a relationship, you're like, nah, I need to keep grinding. You know how beautiful my heart is?
Bro.
I need to keep grinding. I can't actually stop working.
I do celebrate, but I hate like, that mentality, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even that it's like, it's a bad thing. Yeah. It's just like how it is.
Can we continue?
How are you, dog?
I'm okay, guys. Like, very much okay, very much happy. Let me say that. Let me say happy. I like that you use the word happy. Yeah, I haven't said I'm happy in so long.
Gotta be, bro. Gotta
let me
be,
say out loud, I'm happy too, bro. Like, I'm happy. My relationship is in a really, really strong and, like, positive place.
Nice.
You know, she's, like, waking up earlier than me even, which is insane because I wake up early. She's going to gym in the morning and doing all these things. I'm just there like, oh, is she fat shaming me? Or, like, what's going on? Like, I did eat the last piece from this cafeteria. Like, but damn, like, so I'm also in the gym, you know, working out. And I'm noticing that, like, I know it sounds really, like, I'm bumpering myself, but I'm like, how hard I'm working is motivating her to work harder.
That's cool.
It's so insane, bro. It's like an indirect thing. You know when you hear like You spend time with
so
people.
Powerful, bro.
Yeah,
that
bro.
That shows like that to all guys out there that like your hands work ethic is
based on you, bro.
It really is.
It's based on you, bro.
Because you're leading by example now.
Mm. Yeah, bro. Mm. She see me wake up at six. I'm voiceover. And then I change to the laptop, hey. TikTok, and I'm doing a content. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So she sees me like because I work from home a lot of the time.
Sure.
So she sees me code switching all that stuff, and like it's been really like such a crazy. Last week was insane, though.
Yeah,
I'm working like what 3 jobs last week. Mm. My Nivea brand thing got declined first.
All of ours got declined.
Oh, bro. I thought you got approved.
So
immediately.
Hacked, bro. No, I wasn't.
Because you look like you were on your grind, bro. Like he's not those, you know, those bruised influencers that send the link of their work on the group.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good it is.
Like,
should I do that too? But yeah, so very much like a grind season, a lot of work. I just wish, man, like, I was saying last week of like, oh, I'm overworked and underpaid.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm just wishing that like next year, as we move into the next year, that the strategies that we put in place, how we place ourselves as brands, as because we're products, guys.
We are.
I mean, your G Gam Domestos, Mr. Min, and you know, you want to make sure that Mr. Min is spoken about. You want to make sure Mr. Min, they know what Mr. Min does.
Yeah. Mm.
Because I feel like that was the problem. I was a Jeek, Mr. Min, and Domestos. And it's
all
like, you need to say, dude, your voice is representing brands. Mm. Or like having like a niche.
Yeah.
What else is happening? I was in the gym the other day and I was working out. And I'm thinking I was having the greatest time. And this buff guy, like 3 times my size, comes behind me. Says, no, form. Your form is off.
Hey,
your form is off,
like,
lighty.
Let me be,
I was
bro.
Like, let me be. He's Come like, on. No, let me show you how to do it. Haven't been to gym since,
I get what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Maybe he was at your point at the time. Mm.
He was so, trying to help. Yeah.
That's literally what he said. He's like, so when you get bigger and you see a lighty in the gym.
But it's also like, bro, like, approach me nicely, though. Yeah. Hey. Don't make me feel small, bro.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't watch this because it might be.
You're ruining my accomplishments. Yeah,
so
bro.
Today's podcast is all about like, of course, taking the risk on yourself, like picking yourself first, right? So obviously people know back home, like I quit my job. I'm not going to emphasize who else. I'm not going to emphasize. I'm making my views. I'm not going to emphasize who else, but I quit my job, became a full-time content creator. Mm. It's been now a full year done because now it's been a year.
So you survived.
I survived.
Oosh,
you know, people tell you you're not gonna make it. Well, for me, everyone was telling me you're gonna make it. So
we had to.
Yeah, they had to.
You didn't know.
Come on, at this point, bro.
No, bro. You see, bro. He's like, he's on his last couple of rants, and he has a dream. Yeah, you must tell him he's gonna make it. But anyways, a whole season. Like, I just came out. Like, this is basically me coming out of the season. Of working hard, trying to pay bills, trying to pay rent, overcoming, starting companies, being more efficient, you know, trying to become a machine of some sort that produces the outcomes that I desire in my life. You know what I mean? And I won't lie, like, this has been the hardest thing ever, but as you said, such a pleasing experience because for the first time in my life, I'm fully in control of my life. Like, there's no one... Absolutely no one
telling me what to do. Why are you late?
There is no one on earth that tells me what to do.
Yeah,
which is such a I realize such a powerful thing to be able to say.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, in this current economy and stuff. But anyways, I want to take us back to our childhood. So funny moments. I want to see what ranking were you guys picked in your team sports? Like, you know, when people were playing like soccer in the morning, after how many names? And if you didn't do sports. Because I know you did drama.
What team sports?
Yeah, like let's say, like, you know how, like, in the beginning of the morning, like, people are playing soccer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, picking people out. I pick Mang Mang. And then the next captain goes, how many people pass before you were picked to join the team?
And it can be anything. I think people at home can also answer. It can be anything. So
it can be anything. It can be soccer. It can be drama. Were you supporting?
Drama.
Were you the lead every time? Were you supporting?
Yo, bro.
Because I want
to
show
I never used to do that in high school, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in primary, I did it quite a bit, bro. And
But drama.
I was never the first. Now, like when you're playing soccer and the captain picking you.
Same, bro.
I was never. So I was like, yo, I need a like low-key rebrand. So I'm not doing this in high school, bro.
There's a reason I'm saying this.
So, man. Hey, dog, can I play? Who are the teams? No, we have to pick. Then I'm like, I'll come after you guys.
And then, like, you said, I don't know. You chose B's.
Yeah. You remind me of a brew. He also didn't like to play. We used to call him like ref. And then whenever we say ref, he says. But then when were you picked? Because I want to show you guys something.
I always pick last, bro.
Like, always pick last. So in a lot of moments in our lives, right, we're picked third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, whatever, right? Mm. And it comes to a time where you finally have to pick you.
Right.
Right. I want you guys to tell me a story where you finally picked you first.
Yeah.
We're going to go with you first because you are a lovely guest.
I mean, I think like you mentioned most recently, bro, like I would say just for context as well, me also leaving my 9-to-5 was also me like at the end of the people pleaser like period.
Yo, crazy.
So that also happened at a time where I was like, wait a damn minute, dude. Yeah. Like, so it is obviously the 9-to-5, and I initially came to Joburg from Durban.
Yeah.
Like, yo, mom, I'm about to make this bag, bro. Like, sayonara, bro, you know? And I'm like 20, bro, 20. I got to Joburg, COVID happened, so now I'm indoors, bro. And like, sometimes I like bang the table or something because I could have used that time so well, but I mean, that's the past now. So that happened, and there was a acting agency I was in, don't want to really mention them, which was going pretty well. And I was meeting people, then COVID happened, and I chilled. And obviously, I figured in Joburg, if you're not that connected, bro, it's going to be very difficult. So coming out of that and whatnot. So then I was like, let me actually get a 9-to-5. So I went to a putt-putt, mini putt-putt.
Yeah.
I worked like a week. I'm like, nah, I'm not that desperate. I'm not that desperate.
So then I put the thing down.
Bro, it was like a week. And I'm like, what am I doing, bro?
Yeah.
Then I went to a vape shop. Worked there for like a year and some change.
So you're on like your grind. And this whole time you're making music as well, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Just trying to make music and whatnot. And then I go to the vape shop. And then I then get to like a point where I'm like, bro, maybe you being in these spaces is for you to learn something. So I'm like, all right, my time will come.
Yeah.
So I'm working in a vape shop, eventually become like manager at the store, which is at the time was like, I mean, it was... But when I think about it, I'm just like, yo, you're just doing more work.
Bro, in the moment, context. But I mean,
it was dope, you know?
Yeah.
So then I then obviously went into the banking space. That was definitely God, bro. I didn't,
banking space?
Yeah. Oh. So I went into
from vape to bank! Man, I'm crazy. So the thing you guys said, I recognize you, bro.
I see you, dude, bro, I got into that space, bro. And, bro, I didn't know what I was doing half of the time.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it became then like muscle memory. Like when someone asks for this, you do this. And it's like, you know. And then towards the end of the year last year, I applied at a different department in cash investments. Went there and I told the lady, I'm like, yo, bro, I promise you, bro, I'm going to be here like 18 months minimum.
And I'm going to be a star.
I'm going to be a star, dude.
Star, dude.
And bro, I think the first month, bro, I was in it, bro. And they were like, yo, you know.
Yeah.
Month two, I was like, dude, like I was chasing a high here, you know what I mean? And not necessarily like anything involving happiness or myself. So then that conversation started like, actually, dude, when am I going to like make it, bro? Like you're doing this thing, but there's no intent behind this. You're just doing this because you're doing it for luck and whatnot. So then I was like, hey, bro, what's the best thing I could do right now? And like, obviously people like the personality. So I'm like, okay. I know music is there. Let me try to do something else that might work in the meantime. And like, after that started, I was like, oh, flip. I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's first pull the numbers. And let's like, before you leave the 9-to-5, have something to, you know? So I guess by the time I got to the cash investment space, I won't lie, bro. I was not working, bro. Like, yo. I was trying, man.
You have no intentions to go back, man.
I can hear the way
bro. Like, I was like,
that's
so real, though, bro. Like, there'd be times I go to the office because it's real. Like, you work like 2 hours, bro, or 3 hours. The rest of the time, you're just being a comedian.
I don't know what I'm doing. They
I'm waiting
say, bro,
to see who's nodding and agreeing.
It's this dude.
Like, they ask you to calculate something.
Yeah.
You don't even know what it is. You just know you add one here and then the percentage. I'm like, bro, what am I actually doing? And then I was like, so okay, real, dude, bro. Like, be intentional. Like, learn, so bro. Mm. Hey, the more I learn about this, I'm like, yo, I actually hate this, bro. Like, yo, bro. And I mean, the people were great, bro. Don't get me wrong. I did learn. I understood more about finance, I guess. But, bro, it just wasn't me, bro. And so I then, which sometimes I feel morally wrong for, went back to church. I'm like, yo, it's me again, Don James. What's going on? My like, oh, you know.
Escape the bless.
So, you know what I mean, bro? So it was then a prayer of, like, please help me be more intentional. You know, please put me in better spaces and whatnot. So more intentional, doing this. Then I said, oh, wait, shout out, God. I see what's going on. Hey, then it was like, in my head, I had a back and forth of God saying, yo, you can quit now, bro. And I'm like, ish, dude, but I need the stability, you know? Yeah. So I was like, yo, bro, give me a good bag, I'll dip. And Nivea thing came in, and I said, yo.
Hey! But I didn't even pay me the same bag. Because I didn't quit anything.
No, bro. But yeah.
But dude, that's a blessing, bro.
So as soon as that happened, dude, I said to my manager, yo, listen. And my manager was dope. Shout out Rudo. Yeah. You know? And I pulled it to the side. I said, ish, dude. She's like, you're going to quit, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, wait, let me. She's like, nah, dude, I could tell. Like, like as soon as you told me about the thing, I could see what you were.
That you're on the last couple of seconds. Of
like,
this,
she's like, can you stay like a month or so, though? Let us find someone else. I'm like, all right, bet, bro. And like, even then, I was supposed to do 30 days.
Yeah.
Then after a while, I'm like, hey, am I obliged to do 30 days?
Yeah, I have to do this. Yeah, bro, that means you were clocked out. So like, you're
dude, 15 days, bro. Like, I'm going to say my shout outs, bro. And like, it's been the best thing ever, bro. Like you're saying, no one's necessarily telling me what to do. Not to say I don't like follow orders, but like, if I want to do this at 11 a.m. until 11 a.m. tomorrow, there's no one saying, yo, dude, time's up. We're closing. Dude, I'm at home. And like, it just makes me happy that everything I'm doing or everything I want is literally in my hands, bro. Yeah. So if you're slacking today, ish, dog, that's a day extra for you to get that milli or whatever the case may be.
Nah, I'm missing what you're saying. And from what we're hearing, it's like an accumulation of things that happen to a person before they pick themselves first. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't know, Tata, you can also go into what the moment that you've like, yo, you know, let me pick myself. What were you feeling?
Dude, I don't. You wanna go? I'm not adding to what you said.
Yeah. All
you can add. You can go ahead. I want to say like on what you're saying. So real with the with the time thing, because I feel like once you clock that, you then know that everything that you do, everything that happens to you, is directly proportional to how much effort you put into it.
Yeah.
And I feel like once like young men understand that, like guys, your surroundings, everything that's existing around you, is due to you.
Yeah.
You're then able to say, let me work from 11 to 11.
Yeah.
Let me take a day off. Let me grind hard. Let me learn more. Let me do this more. So I feel like, it's a really nice place to be in, bro. I'm happy that you're in that spot. Like, congratulations.
Thank you, bro.
Now you can really just, like, learn anything, test yourself, and do anything. And I think it's so beautiful how the music, no shame on anybody. I like how the music came before everything else and how the music is still there. Because I thought that the music came now. I think that's the
only thing that like low-key upset me. But then like when I was also speaking to the bros that managed me, it was like, yo, dude, like you're good at it.
So
you can't be mad at that, you know.
Voicemail out now. 156,000 streams right now.
And also,
you had like a high top fade back then.
That's too much going on.
Anyways,
dude. But I also think in that, like, one thing I realized as well, like, in the picking yourself aspect, like, bro, it's also low key unpredictable for me. That is
so real.
Yeah, bro. But hey, sorry.
Yeah.
But
so me picking myself, I don't know how to look at it.
I want you to give too much like context, because I feel like people know your story and stuff.
I want to give you a feeling. I've never had 9 to 5.
Never had 9 to 5.
Tato's never worked for anyone, actually.
Yeah, so I finished studying my degree, then I went straight into all of this.
It's going to sound so great in like chapter 2 of his book.
Whereas
the rest of us are there day 1 at 9 to 5. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
So, what were you feeling that you were like, you know what, I don't even need the 9 to 5? Because you must have been crazy. I mean,
cheesing myself. I feel like I've spoken about this so much. I want to speak about cheesing myself in a relationship.
Right? Okay, yeah, you can, bro. Yeah, any context.
With the content space, though, before, when did you start, like, picking yourself in a sense of stop pleasing the people. Because, you know,
okay,
that's your first dollar content for the people. Now yeah, it's like for yourself.
When you get like enough
okay,
following.
That's a good one. So
yeah, that's a good statement.
So I can say I kind of blew off or became like big at that time.
Sure.
In couple content. I used to create content with some other girl. And was like
sorry, damn, bro.
It's crazy, right?
This nigga said I'm like...
Bro, that's how we be feeling. Like that wasn't the love of your life. Like, some other girl, bro.
No, I'm saying some other girl because I'm like... Yeah, I'm not trying to say her name.
Yeah,
sure.
Out of respect.
Respectfully,
like,
yeah.
So with that lovely lady...
Yeah.
That makes you guys feel better.
Nah, bro. Just
But yeah, so some other babe and then... Like, I was so dope at, like, vlogging. I was so dope at, like, conversations. But then what was selling was the relationship, right? So I kept doing more of the relationship, more of the couple content. And I was known for that. So I just kept putting, like, fuel into that fire because it was working.
Sure.
Getting a whole bunch of campaigns, brand deals. Yo, we would love you and this person together.
Every time.
This would be nice. This. But I knew that I was, like, distant for more.
Mm.
And then there came a part where the relationship was kind of dead for me. Right. Like, sorry, the way you love this.
Sorry, no. But now he still has to do the content.
Right? You get me? So her and I weren't in the best space. Like, we weren't romantically like feeling each other anymore. But now we're making so much money.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, what a loophole, boy.
Yo, dude.
So now I'm at the position, okay, cool. Do I keep dating this person and we keep working? Or do I now then choose myself and choose my happiness? And it was difficult because I only like ran for months, like this state of thinking, like damn, like I just got another campaign, like
get ready with me to go to the new premiere of.
Baby, I told you not to put the camera there.
You get me? So
literally,
I was like, nah, let me end this relationship and choose myself, and let me just like rebrand.
Yeah,
and then like with the help of Mbali. Like, we rebranded, like, dived into fashion content. Mm. We tried
you were cooking, content. Yeah.
Mm. We're doing cleaning content, just like solidifying myself as an individual.
Yeah.
And I was really, really happy. But then, even in that, it's like I then fall into another way where, like, my cooking content was getting, like, yo, like 100K views, 300K views every time. Mm. But I hate cooking, bro. Like, I hate cooking.
You're putting yourself in flipping roles, bro.
But you're getting the views. Yeah. You're getting the views.
And the campaigns.
And the campaigns. And also hated cleaning, and I had to like clean my apartment because it's like
a mess.
It's getting like 250K.
That's the problem with cooking videos, bro.
Yeah. Ooh. So then I then chose myself. I said, you know what? I actually really like podcasting.
Mm.
Yeah. I enjoy vlogging, and I enjoy like the fashion content a little bit. It was kind of dope to do.
Yeah.
Then I kind of chose myself and like let me do what I enjoy doing every single day. And then this year, I've really been like enjoying being behind the scenes. Like, outside of this podcast, there's another podcast that we had on the network, which left Dot Digest. I was so invested in like, how do we make that podcast better?
Sure.
How do we grow it? Like, let's do the short form content. Like, I love being behind the scenes.
Mm. Yeah.
So even though like my team will say, bro, like, where's your content? You're so good at it. I'm like, nah, like, let me choose what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Doing. So that's how I've been choosing myself.
Yeah.
That's the one of the most recent times of me choosing myself.
Oh, now I have to think of something that's equally impactful and educational. Oh, this is awkward.
No,
okay,
bro.
Cool. I'm thinking about the time now, recently, actually. You were saying to me, it was actually tough because we're having this conversation and I was like complaining. I was like, oh, so unfair. You know, you see like a bro that's like half your age and he has like a house and a Ferrari and like a Mercedes and stuff. So I was like, oh, so unfair. What? How come they're an outlier? How come? And he's like, okay, bro, but like, why can't you be an outlier? I think that's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I was like, yo, this is so real. Like, I need to pick myself first in the sense that like, yo, dude, believing that I could be capable of that role.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, I could be capable. And I've been saying this thing over and over again. I'm a bit of a WhatsApp influencer. As I constantly say.
Noticed, bro.
I am a WhatsApp influencer, bro.
I muted him on WhatsApp.
I post like 4 stories a day. Catch me at my number 060. Oh, just joking. But I'm a WhatsApp influencer, you feel me? So, and I've been saying this thing, like the difference between success in you is you. Like, like you need to embody the person you want to be when you're successful to be successful.
Sure.
And I'm slowly moving into that person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Slowly, slowly moving into that person. But it's tough. Yeah. It's tough picking yourself first. I actually want to motivate people back home. Like, maybe you can also just speak to maybe a young artist back home who's listening. You know, you're still posting on SoundCloud and screaming to people, you know, it's your boy. But We don't know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
But he screams to the crowd, you know, it's your boy. But, yeah, advice from you.
Like,
just
like he screams to the crowd, like, you know, it's your boy.
Yeah, but we don't know who he is, right? Right now, as we currently stand.
Is it like a jab at someone?
No. But I want you to
give... you know who says that?
No, don't. All right,
is it someone that says it? Hey, man.
Okay, bro. Okay.
If you don't know, then we don't know.
I'm just trying to make it. I don't know.
Jeez. Anyways, this segment of the podcast is called The Keys to Taking Risks in Yourself, right? Yeah. So I want you guys to spit key knowledges, kind of like swag notes. That you guys will just motivate the youth to
like one-liners, or are you saying like
one-liners? Because you're a musician, so I was assuming that you're gonna say some lines. It's a bit of putting you on the spot, though,
yeah,
right?
And just, I actually have a
just be cool,
I have a trending song that I love you on. It's called the Hoshka. Clock.
Yeah. So it's, I'm gonna give us only like 2 minutes, basically.
You're really doing this.
Your best three-liners.
Advice.
Like, and I need you to look into your camera. And just say the advice.
All right. You can start us off.
Oh, my days. Okay. Okay, let me set the timer.
We have 2 minutes for all of us to go.
That's
not so three liners, though.
Yeah, it's like...
It can be three words.
Five words. Not freestyling motivation.
Yeah, that's right, bro.
If you're about to start freestyling, you can do that.
He's about to say, in the number that first time, we was in my math class. Some motivational quotes. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting 6 minutes. Okay. Iron is made in fire.
Okay.
So tough times will define us.
Mm. Yeah.
Tato?
What?
That was mine. That's how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do it. You can do as long as you want. That's why.
I'm going to jack. Okay, I forgot it. Damn.
From the heart, by the way.
It's all in my notes.
It is.
Clearly, you don't read your notes.
A lot of the time, things that prevent us from starting... Oh, like, you know, how can I do this thing? What happens if I do this thing? What happens if you just do this thing?
It's the long swag notes.
And then it was like, what happens if you just
do this thing?
It's gonna get best.
Jam up bad.
Yo.
It's hard, man. Picture the motivational music in the back, bro.
To the kids, nah. Shout out to the kids, though.
Yeah, shout out.
No. On some real stuff, the world doesn't bet on talent; it bets on those who bet on themselves.
Mm. Ooh, okay. Mm. Mm. Now I'm thinking, what am I saying next?
That's at the number one right now.
Yeah, that's number one right now. Okay, cool. Why not today? Why couldn't today change your life? So like, so far, man. Come on, guys. Come on. No hmm for me. Come on, bro.
I don't know what that meant.
Yeah. That really wasn't hmm worthy. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro.
Podcaster for 2 years.
No, I'm onto something. I don't know, bro.
Okay.
Oh, that's...
I don't know, bro.
Oh, this is the opening line.
I don't know, bro.
Okay.
But you will know, bro. You will know, bro.
Yeah. Cool. Of course, I think we should do two each because geez. Of course, I'll do your final liner, Shane. Your final liner.
Cue the music. Bing, bing, bing. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Bro, are you on Pinterest or something this morning?
Shout out Tumblr, bro.
Okay, my last one.
Yeah.
Accomplish what you can today, but if you can't, don't worry. Tomorrow's another day. That was giving long ago.
Before accomplishments.
Okay, and we're back into the podcast. Thank you guys. Just want you guys to talk out a bit. Okay, cool. How does picking yourself change the relationships around you? I actually want to go first in this one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm recently sober, right? I'm 50 something days in, right? So
that's
It's not crazy.
I saw this guy at the club the other day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you don't drink.
Yeah, I was drinking a water. and then you pulled up, and then I even poured you guys shots.
You'll pour everyone's shots.
Like, yo, dog, where's your drink?
I don't drink, bro. I don't drink. So anyway, so that alone. So like I said, because I'm trying to embody my future successful self.
Gotcha.
And when I see my future successful self, that brute doesn't drink, bro. Mm. That brute does not drink. He does not drink alcohol. But anyways, yeah, so I've given up alcohol. And the previous weekend, I was chilling on the couch. And I opened up my phone like we all do, you know, you're chilling, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I just saw my closest friends for more years than I could imagine. Closest people. Yeo. Not an invite sent.
Okay.
Yeo. Yes. Yeo. I swipe. You know, they're having fun. They did it. You swipe. Chris Brown's there. Yo, shout out Percy. Because look at him up there. It's the best day in the world.
Yeah, I know those ones.
And I was like, oh my days. Like, my friends didn't invite me because I don't drink anymore. I don't want to have like fun anymore. Ooh, I'm not willing. And I also say no to half the things they say because I don't drink.
To ask you now, dude.
Yeah. So now I'm in that place where like I miss my friends so much. I want to hang out with them. I'm like, yo guys, let's do a braai. But braai doesn't have hands like Blanco does,
shit,
bro.
No, like he tried last week. He was like, guys, let's braai. Like group chat, quiet.
Quiet.
Like,
yeah.
Not a response.
This is the same weekend they went out, by the way.
They said, keep your meat, bro.
They said, bro. Anyway, so.
Ish.
That's affected a lot of things. Even in my, like, relationship, you know, like, when we, like, bro, like, when we, like, toasting to life, what do people do? They buy alcohol.
Right.
Like, you celebrate, you get tipsy and stuff, you know, you chill. I don't do those things anymore, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm trying to compensate, trying to, like, drink these non-alcoholic horrible beverages, guys, just to feel.
I think that's unfair.
It's in my people pleasing. Remember, we're talking about the people pleasing thing last time. So I'm in my. So it's just like, oh, but Loki, I'm just like, I need you all to grow up. I want you guys to grow up so we can play paddles on the weekend. That's what I want you to play paddle, bro. Look at me, I'd be a great paddle player, bro. No, yeah, so that's, anyways, that's just the time that I'm going through. You guys can give advice, by the way.
I don't think you should feel like. So my friends are the same, bro. Well, yeah. No, whoa. They're not the same.
Yeah.
To you? No,
to you not? Gang.
But my the same in like, I would say we go through our phases of not like drinking and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, the reasons are different, but I feel like they should be able to accommodate you, bro. Like when I'm not like on the nakes, and I'm out with them. They know I'm the first to leave because I'm like, hey,
yo, sorry, okay,
now
that's
my
patch
is clear, bro.
Yo.
Like, shout out. But like, they should have not invite you, bro. Like, because now, should see you not drinking is a problem.
Bro, clearly I'm bad energy, bro. Yeah, I'm bad energy when I'm sober, clearly, bro.
But it's fine. I'll get the coin. Then when you get the coin.
That's the thing. Gonna have the coin and no friends left. I'm noticing, bro, because I actually, like, last week also in this.
You can see Kunze tomorrow. Like, it's crazy. You'll be chilling on a Thursday watching a podcast. I'm good. How are you?
How are you? Call me.
Yeah.
How about you call me?
Because you saw we texted on the group chat, but you also didn't say
anything. The guy's wilding. Anyways. Yeah, even recently, the whole picking yourself, I felt so overburned with work recently, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was really overwhelmed and stuff. I was like, yo, I'm working all the time. But like I said, I have that, like, quotes, like, the motivational quotes. And you guys should try that exercise as well. Make your own struggling with this word? Make your own motivational quotes every day. Like, I make one every day. I look into the mirror. I'll be like, the difference between success is you. Like, you're the
difference.
It didn't
seem like you make a motivational quote.
Hey, I didn't say I was good. I did not say I was good.
Is that the post we get every day on WhatsApp?
But I'm saying you must gaslight yourself, basically. Yeah. But anyways, enough about me. What about you guys? Some key survival tips for, like, not survival, sorry.
Your question was, how has it affected us?
Yeah, how has it affected you? Sorry, choosing you in the relationships around you.
In a good way.
You're right.
With my relationship.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time with guys, like, we assume what our romantic partner wants. Yeah. Okay, let me say me. We don't communicate. Okay, cool, babe. Like, I want my life to look like this.
Yeah.
Then she, most of the time, goes into that, you know, that pattern that you've laid out for her. So for me and Cynthia, like, me communicating and saying, like, you know, I want to choose myself in these moments, it's been quite positive. Because she sees, okay, cool, you enjoy that. Okay, cool. I can give you space for that. Okay, I can join you in that. I can do these things. So I've seen speaking up and choosing myself in my relationship has helped quite a bit. Then with the friends thing, like, same thing, like, because I also, like, I didn't stop drinking. that's tough.
Yeah, and that is a shout out to you, bro. Yeah, that's big.
I don't even, bro, you know,
is this forever or is it just in hiatus?
So I want to do forever and drink for special moments. That's how I'm trying to, like, do it. Like, it's like an anniversary or my child's born or my brother gets like married. It's like, it's such a crazy day that, like,
But I have so I stopped clubbing basically. So we used to club quite a bit. I stopped clubbing.
Yeah.
And then like I prefer going to like a restaurant with a friend. So sure. I had the same issue with you, but then I just launched my boy. So I hit up Percy like, yo, boys in, let's go to Nomad. Let's take like I'm gonna bring my girl, you bring a friend.
Sure. Let's two man.
You freak ass niggas, huh?
Let's two man. So we go to you guys are crazy. So we go to like a restaurant, but then we'll still have fun. So like in the restaurant, like we'll get like food, we'll get like a whole bunch of shots the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple cocktails, some drinks, and then from there we walk to like a Tiger's Milk.
True.
It's like a white club. It's like funny. We dance like white people. Have fun. So I stop clubbing, but I'm still having fun with my friends.
Sure.
In a different way. Yeah. So likely my friends understand. Percy gets that like, yo, I'm not trying to be in the club.
Yeah.
But then I'll still invite them to an environment that I'm comfortable with. Like a dinner at Nomad or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about you in terms of like...
I don't like...
Lifestyle. Because your friends are artists also or some of your friends.
Yeah, bro. I think that's also like an interesting thing about like being different people in different spaces. Like, I don't think I've ever gone through that. Like...
Really?
For me, if I'm like, hey, boys, I don't feel like it. Like, there's no hard feelings. The invite still comes next week. Mm. I think maybe it will be things like friends that you haven't spoken to in a while is my only issue where, like, you know, people want to come back now and be like, hey, dude, like, I saw this post or I saw the song. Hey, I just want to check if we good. And I'm like... If it didn't end on a bad note, then I guess we're still good.
Yeah, why are you making sure?
Yeah.
What did you do? You know?
And there's only, like... So, yeah, I don't really have anything in there, but, like, there's only one mate of mine who said, bro, like, I'm only sticking around just in case you make it. I don't back you, but, like, and I don't know why, but I'm like, you know what? Stick around.
That. Like,
dude,
bro, like, that's so real, bro.
You know what I mean, bro? So I don't have, like, any of those things, bro. As of yet.
What a blessing, bro. What a big blessing, you know what I mean?
Or maybe I don't notice it. Maybe I'm too silly, too.
Nah, it sounds like you have good friends.
Yeah, bro.
And, like, us too, because... We love you guys. Like, guys, next time just invite Lev out.
Just invite him, dog. Like,
to be fair, I'm a podcast. I'm just trying to make content. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make content, guys. So please just be calm with me. But I also want to talk about, obviously, with your music, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, as content creator, because you're also a content creator.
Sure,
I wanted to just establish that. So you're also on TikTok and stuff. With I know of content, right? You'll work hard, you know, you'll push, you'll post a video. That video doesn't do well. But the next day you take out your camera, you haven't washed, and you take a quick joke and that video does a million views, you know? Is it the same vibe with like music and stuff?
Oh, that's a good
How's it been
question,
with you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like you make hits only? Like, you're in the studio, like...
Doesn't anyone... Yeah, I think... Well, that's a good question, bro. I think with music, I always go back to the AKA quote, bro, like... Your shit just don't bang, bro. You know?
Yeah.
It could be... Well, I do feel like I make bangers all the time. But I've noticed in this year, the songs that do well are the songs that I actually put my time and effort like behind. So like the dance challenge you're doing now and whatnot. Like when I pile up content and I... Because I feel like people can see when you just quickly put a camera down and like...
Yeah.
But when it's like, yo, dude, you took your time to go to Lebo and them. Or,
you call me,
and
you call me,
what I mean,
call
bro.
Me.
So,
so real, dude.
There's that.
Look at us now, bro. We're on a podcast. Bro. I was telling him to change his WhatsApp status the other day. It says,
I actually wanted to explain that, dude.
Explain
but I was
that.
Like,
oh, you explained it after, sorry.
Yeah, dude. So, we're on the music. So with the music, bro, like, I think it's really good. I just think, the small things I'm realizing, I think everything needs money.
You know,
so I do need to prioritize things a bit better. But this year has been a good testament. Like, I dropped the beginning of the year. So I dropped in every quarter. I'm going to drop in the last quarter. The song that did the worst was the song I at least promoted and put more time and effort to. Not to say it wasn't good.
Crazy, right?
But then I realized, oh, dude, so that's what I'm saying. For this rollout, I'm expecting this amount of numbers and this and this and this because I feel like I've... may not work that way, but I guess I'm yet to find out. So, like, it can be really good, bro. Like... That's what I'm saying with the quote as well. They don't bet on talent. They bet on people who bet on themselves.
Yeah.
Mm. So now when James is waking up in the morning.
Then he can really fault his quote.
You know what I mean? So that's like, yeah, bro. And I think it goes with content as well. You can see sometimes when no one's really putting that much effort, bro. So you just, and I think it's the same with, oh, press play, okay. You have the first 15 seconds. You have the, okay, then they go on your page and it's just you like, it doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for others.
No, you, I agree with you, dude. Like, I know, like, I think if we make everything fair, like, your music is good.
Mm.
You say everyone's music is good,
yeah? Yeah.
Like, you don't perform on the music being good anymore. It's all strategic.
Because
like,
we all make good songs. Yeah, we all make good music. Like,
shout out. That was not me. That was Wade, though, guys. Like, I feel like we're listening to the beat of Wade.
The songs are amazing. The songs
all I said was Josh Kappa. What's fire is the beat. So, shout out to Wade.
Yeah. He's actually going to drop that, so.
Yeah, so what we did with Wade, shout out to Wade, is that, like, those songs that we used to make the video, it's his songs they're dropping on his next tape.
Oh, so he's getting people like used to
the actual real.
So he's getting people like used to the beat. Yeah. So that when he drops his banger, like it's that's an actual banger.
Yeah.
It's already in the.
So you're gonna hear the song, but it's not gonna say Hosh Kappa, unfortunately. Yeah. I know. Ooh. Unless he calls me, wait. Give me 10 seconds, bro. Put me in the music video.
Come on,
dog. The trill is busy then.
Yeah, I'm there.
Shut the door. But real, bro, like, all music is good. It's all strategy from there.
Yeah.
Like, how much time are you taking towards your pre-rollout, your rollout, your post-rollout? And I've seen, like, a lot of artists, like, will drop music and have an amazing pre-rollout.
Sure.
The song drops, and then there's, like, nothing.
Yeah, afterwards. That's also what I was trying to avoid.
Like, you need to push that song, like, for months. Time, afterwards.
I've got a quick segment for us. It's called The Vent. And we're just going to be basically venting about the biggest lessons and regrets that we've had in our 20s so far. And things that people should avoid,
My 20s are finishing.
Yeah. How many years do you have left until you expire? I mean, until you go to the next, until you go to the next stage.
So next year, I'm 29.
How old are you, Boyzen? You're 38, right?
I'm 27, bro.
What? You're not 38, bro. I'm pulling your balls.
Damn.
I'm pulling your balls, bro. Pulling your balls.
He did say you're 27.
I did say. I said you're 1 year older than me.
Oh, you're packing.
Yeah.
No, okay.
I did say.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. I did say.
It's a safe space, folks. I'm kidding.
He's going to go home and say, babe, do you really think I look 38? But yeah, sorry. I'm going off topic. Yeah.
How do I feel about getting to 30?
Yeah, no. Like how your tricks and tips for your 20s, basically. And, and things that you regret that you're like, I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah, I wish I saved more.
So real.
Yeah.
My God.
I wish
God.
I saved more.
guy.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
And it's crazy because I used to watch this guy. I still watch him. Sibu Mpanza.
Yeah.
So I think he's 31, 30.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he used to say he wish he saved more when he was my age. Yep. And I watched him when I was younger saying that.
Yeah.
And they I'm should like, watch fuck. Me watch you and then say that.
Bro, like I wish I like.
Give the same advice to the next group.
So now I'm saving more.
Mm.
I'm
same,
seeing,
same.
I'm seeing the importance of this. I've been telling him. My brother, my team,
same.
Guys, put your money into ETFs, put it into S&P 500.
Or whatever.
Like, nothing too hectic. Like, there's this fund, guys, and I'm not a financial advisor, it's not financial advice. But there's this fund, it's called S&P 500. It's going to probably, like, match any interest the bank gives you in the long run, maybe be a little bit better. So I'm trying to get into the habit of saving every single month.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's my biggest, like, regret. Not regret, but, like, I wish I did it earlier.
Yeah. Definitely same. Like, financial education is a big issue in my life. I wish I that's why I think LO sucks, man. Rich, like, bro. Dude, what were we learning in LO, bro?
True.
Like, oh God, 4 years of learning. Like, come on, bro. Four years of learning about Christmas thing, and respecting
the religion. You did not orientate me for life, bro.
Bro, we're doing beep tests. I don't know how to do tax, bro. I don't know how to do tax. We're doing beep tests. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Teach me how to apply to do electricity in my flat. Teach me real stuff. But anyways. financial education, bro. Jeez, bro.
Hey, it's okay.
Crash, no one's bro. I hate the system, bro.
I think back to like my conversations with like my dad and my mom, and I'm like, you know, parents will be like, yeah, guys, you should really save, but they don't tell you how.
Yeah, valid, bro.
Like, how?
It's okay.
And
you let your process. Another thing I want to add on.
Tatu doesn't want to say they told me, you, bro. I don't know where you are.
Another thing is that, like, in my 20s, I wish I knew this. Like, guys, in early 20s, relationships aren't that serious. Like, Like, love is not that serious. Like,
whoa.
Yeah. No, like, for real. Like, hear me out. Maybe because I was very obsessive in a relationship, like, with being in love. But, like,
yeah,
a lot of us when we're young, like, we'll be doing things and you'll be studying and you'll be working and you'll feel incomplete because you don't have a relationship. Mm. That shouldn't be, like, the perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Lonely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's not the end and beyond just yet.
Sure.
Like, the end and beyond or the focus should be, like, yourself, your career, your mental and physical wellness.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So we shouldn't... Also, like, that goal that you see when you're 19 probably isn't your wife, unless you're, like, an outlier.
But you know what the thing is, though? And I'm not bashing it anyway.
No.
Yeah.
It's difficult. I mean, it's easier saying it now, not to say it's, like...
True.
But in the moment...
It's difficult hearing that as, like, a 19-year-old when I see... Wow. Dude, you look so happy right now. Dude.
Yeah, because I'm definitely bad.
I mean,
but I get where you're coming from, bro. Like, it does make sense. But I think also just the way we want to see you, dude. We want to see you say no to her.
You prove it.
But I get what you're saying. So you're valid, bro.
Also, think like as the older guys, we need to find a way to also say it better to the 19-year-old.
Sure,
which is saying it's so real because I'm gonna be like, okay, cool, Unk. Like, you're in a relationship. You've posted three. Like. I'm going to take your advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we need to come with the reasons as to why.
I wanted to build on what you said that I really regret in my early 20s. Not every attraction must lead to a relationship, bro. Like, not every single attraction you have must lead to a relationship.
Even a lamza.
You have a good conversation with a girl, you cuff her in 3 months. Bro, like, let's just have a good conversation and leave it at that. I don't know why we have to ruin each other's lives. You know what I mean? Like,
no, so real.
So real. Like, so real. Dude, like... Do you have any things that you regret or that you like, yo, guys, really tap into this?
Hey, bro, I try not to regret anything. I'm not trying to sound, whoa. But like...
This monk, bro. Actually, umborile. Say something crazy!
No, bro, what I regret, like, I feel like when the people pleasing thing, I feel like I used to lie about a lot of things I didn't have to lie about.
Really? Okay.
You know, like, it would be the small things, bro. Like,
yeah.
Yo, James, can you spare me a 50 rand, bro? I only have 50. Be like, hey, I'm good, bro. I'll be good. Like take it. Or like...
So real, bro.
You know, like, when someone says, like, the attraction thing, bro. When a hand says, do you really like me? But now, you should get to say no here because I don't know... If,
what's happening there?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do. And yeah, I realize later along the way that, like, I just wish I was more honest with myself, bro. Like,
so real, bro.
You know what I mean? Like I'm saying, I don't want to regret it, but looking back at that, obviously it's lessons, but you feel like if I didn't do this, I would have been here and whatnot. Mm. And like also just the idea of like accomplishments or also a bit like, obviously you niggas have been around for a while. I'm around saying niggas, right?
Hey, damn.
Like, we're going to have to bleep it up.
A while, yeah.
I'm trying not to
like a while, yeah. Like a while.
Sorry.
Like, it wasn't even the N-word. It was the while that hit me.
So I've seen like swearing is cool, but then when you say the N-word, like YouTube.
Oh, wait. Damn, so
bro, I just trust the editor, bro. Trust the editor.
Speak.
Trust the editor.
Yeah, you just speak your
I'm pressing too much now.
No, bro, like, the choosing yourself thing and the people-pleasing thing and whatnot and accomplishment thing. So I'm saying you obviously have been on our screens for like a minute.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking about it the other day. Like, my definition of accomplishments are also a bit different because I thought, yo, the day I meet these homies,
know,
until I started meeting more people that were on my screens and I'm like, oh, I like that about this person. I realized that, oh, this is actually my way of gauging if I'm here or not. So when I meet you guys today, okay, you know, oh, he said, come through and chill, even though he didn't mean it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even, you know, it still stays there. You know what I mean? So like, I think the more I meet, I want to say you people, you know, the people that are
in the
like,
space,
motivated me to do whatnot. And I realized that, no, dude, like, actually, one, we're all the same, bro.
Yeah,
bro. A lot of us all don't know what the heck we're
doing. That's why I told you to change that story. I mean, what's the status? I told you to change that damn status.
What was the status?
Oh, it was breathe. Oh,
so his status was breathe. And I was like, there's no time to breathe. You must fight. I was like, change it to fight. Fight.
The thing is, though, so my breathing thing is like, I think it started in Dwana, dude. I never used to breathe. I used to cry. But you were saying fight, dude. I feel like before we do anything else, agreed, like you at least need a
Bro, I was 100% wrong, bro. Because even after I said, I remember I read in Tato's reading this book.
Mm. What is it called? The guy.
Jay Shetty's Finding Your Purpose. Jay Shetty, right? And he was like, he met this kid. It's like this kid monk. And he was like, listen, before you learn anything, right, I need you to learn that you need to control your breathing.
Sure.
Because you breathe from the moment you're born until the day you die. You breathe when you're angry. It changes when you're angry. Sure. It changes when you're upset. Crazy. It changes when you're... So you need to learn how to maintain
your breath. Fired the book. Hey? Like,
yeah. I'm very far,
bro. Because we were... Yeah.
I want to actually ask you, please borrow it to me. Yeah. What's up?
we were flying... Was it true or back from Cape Town?
Back
from Cape Town. Then back. It was there. Then I took a nap. Yeah. I woke up and I'm like, why is this guy reading my book?
Oh, you guys know how to read like moving objects?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Crazy. I get a headache.
Yeah, seriously. Bro. You get a headache.
I don't read. I get sleepy. Cars.
I get sleepy.
Really?
Anyways, guys, these fun facts about you guys. Yeah. Now I'm there like, yo, bro, I'm in the car. I'm like, yo, read this message real quick. Bro, how far were you reading the map? Like 5 kilometers left and you started to vomit? Tato's sleeping in the back because the moment the car moves, he's asleep. No, face, bro.
That's hilarious.
No, but bro, like, just on us, because we're in our closing minutes, unfortunately. Yeah. But I want to say, bro, like, you have an amazing energy, an amazing aura.
Thanks, bro.
I was so, you should, Tato will tell you, I was so like, yo, we need to get this Brooke to come, wada wada. Because I feel like our energy is really like.
Yeah, can I come clean about something
that
he did?
Okay, so you're complaining about something he did?
Coming clean.
Oh, okay.
I know what I told you. So I think you hit him up to do the TikTok video.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said that we were busy. He didn't even ask us. Bro.
I didn't ask Tato. You know why?
So now he's making us seem like we're dicks.
No, I didn't ask Tato. You know why I didn't ask Tato? Because I thought to myself, you know what? He might land and then we can just trick Tato to be like, yo.
You know what I realized when I asked you?
Yeah.
I was like, this nigga does not know what I'm talking about. But now that you're here, sorry, bro, that word.
That's okay, it's okay.
But I'm like,
just the editor, bro.
Because you're like, yo, let me see the video. And you're like, oh, because I walked in. You're like, how? Oh, but Lebo said this guy, oh, dude, you're talking about Chase. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Hey, can I see the video? You're like, what video? So I'm like, this.
But here we are now. Seated with, I think. So in my mind, we've all met the line.
That's a come true story. That's true story. So I'm here to represent Tonsa and Chris. That's true story.
Find a certain attraction to you. I couldn't. But anyways, we are in our closing moments of the podcast.
Yeah.
Picking yourself first. We've done the motivational quotes. We've vented. We've opened up all that stuff. Is there anything that you're doing right now that you need to let the people know that you're like, yo, bro, pre-save.
Sure.
or follow me on Spotify at.
Sorry.
Cue the music. Hey, is the music gonna play? Cue the music. Yo, once again, it's your favorite superstar, Jean Paul James, coming at your lab. I'm dropping a song on the 28th of November called Call Me, featuring Key Wave and Cindy. We're doing a dance challenge to it, so like, hit me up in the DMs when I come to wherever you are, bro. If you're in Joburg, in like a safe area. By the way, that's me.
Thanks for coming, bro.
We think we should have you again because this is our last day of shooting for the year.
But you
should land again like next year, Jan.
Yeah.
Between the concerts and the. We're manifesting.
That'd be dope. That'd be nice to have you again.
Also, about work, I know we're closing.
Go ahead.
My colleagues were there, bro. And you see, like, in that moment, I could have been an ass, bro. But I was like, yo.
Gotta let it slide.
How was work today, guys?
I was really dope.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, dude.
You're so real, bro.
Like, the people you left are now, are they giving you the coin? Like, but thank you for having
me, guys. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi. If you guys really did enjoy it, please make sure that you like now if you haven't and subscribe. We'll see you next time for another podcast. Bye-bye. Seated.